Hi, this is Ben Torre back with you again. Last week I spoke about the wonderful people that God has sent to be a part of our 3Cs team, to work on the Fourth River Project, our ranch, building the center, organizing our schools, all the myriad tasks that are needed. I also promised to tell you about some of them specifically. Tonight I want to share with you some of the things that are truly special about the people that God has sent us. The people at the 3Cs consist of some permanent members and other short-term workers and volunteers. Some have committed to spending a year with us. For some, this is the only home they have, and for some, they are with us on an open-ended way until a job is done or God calls them elsewhere. It is not so important what their position or status is, only that each one is with us in response to God's call and in the way that He intends. We have people who have served as missionaries, who are seminary graduates, who have been construction workers, shrimp fishermen, run restaurants, were educated as engineers, computer consultants, who have led music worship ministries, worked with architects, are just out of the army, raised children, who are housewives. In short, people from all walks of life. It is wonderful how God has prepared and used each person for a particular part of this work. Our ranch manager is a young man, Elon, who spent 5 years with the All Nations Praise and Worship Ministry. He is one of the best worship leaders that I have ever met. His wife, who is expecting their second child, was also with that ministry for many years, as was a close friend of theirs who serves in our office. She has a particular sense that God will call her back to China once again, where she served as a missionary in the past. This brother knew nothing of raising cattle before God called him to live and work at the 3Cs. After a couple of years there, working under the guidance of another brother, he had to take on the full responsibility when the previous manager left with his family for a year in England. Brother Elon rose to the challenge and has devoted himself to learning all that he can about raising cattle. He also believes that this work has prepared him to be a better father. While caring for the cattle and continuing to serve as our worship leader, his wife gave birth to their beautiful daughter. I don't think I have seen a father who loves his daughter more. I am sure he and his wife will love their second child just as much. John was the ranch manager before he and his family went to England for a year to spend their sabbatical with a Christian community there, the Bruderhof. John graduated from seminary but chose to stay on at Jesus Abbey in the 3Cs rather than seek ordination in a church. He has been a stalwart servant, caring for the whole operation for years when there were few to work with him. Now that he and the family are back from England, he is working on our training programs and helping us to become a totally organic farm. His wife is a wonderful, gentle, yet strong sister who is always a blessing to be with. And their two young kids have come back speaking English with a British accent. I'm sure God has a special plan for them as well. The other permanent family at the 3Cs is Brother Nathan, his wife and their three children. Brother Nathan, educated as an engineer, experienced in running tutoring academies, and with a heart for Christian education, is our main person dealing with the city, the forestry department, and others in the effort to get our construction underway. Like everyone else, he is over his head doing something that he never would have thought of in his wildest dreams. But God is shaping and forming him for his purposes. His steadiness and unflappability have proven to be truly important in all that we need done to build the facilities. His wife is our wonderful hostess. With a heart as big as all outdoors, she is always making sure that guests are cared for and that we all get the food that we need. The Lord sent us a young woman who spent many years working in an architectural firm as a construction inspector. God knew that we needed someone with the knowledge and skill that she brings to this work. We would be lost without her. But even more than that, she is one of the most willing people I have ever met. She is always first to volunteer for any task and does it with a smile and a pleasant word. After many, many years, God has brought back to us Brother Abel and his wife. As a young man, my father called him to oversee the very first work at Jesus Abbey more than 40 years ago. After a year and a half with us then, he went on to eventually work with the two largest construction companies in the world as a team leader. He worked on the building of the first nuclear power plant in Korea and has worked in many countries around the world. After retiring, he and his wife moved to Yanbian, China, where they built an orphanage. When the Lord brought him and me together again after all these years, he jumped at the chance to come and serve as our liaison with the contractor who will be building the 3C Center. We also have three single brothers whom God has called as well. They have their own stories of how God worked in their hearts to bring them to us, one from his restaurant, another from working as a shrimp fisherman, and the third fresh out of the army. The stalwart brothers are willing to do just about anything and have become backbones supporting the ranch. We also have a wonderful couple with us from Canada. Zohar went to Canada many years ago as a young man. He married there and raised a family, doing various types of work, running a gas station, working as a carpenter, doing metal work, restaurant work, you name it. His wife, Christine, is a quiet tower of strength, always smiling, always blessing people. Whatever needs to be done, fixed or built, Zohar is your man. I could go on and on about each person. I haven't spoken much about the children. Each of them is also special and is fulfilling a special role in our community. Each one brings something special to our extended family. Even as I speak about experience, training, or skills, all of which are God's provision for this work, and all of which are important, it is the hearts and personalities of each person that are the greatest blessing. As I have said before, we haven't always gotten along with each other all that well. We've had our struggles, and I'm sure there are struggles ahead of us. Fear, misunderstanding, and sin continue to rear their ugly heads. But this is always the way of it, and always will be until the Lord returns. Add to this the complications of living in a multicultural community. It is not always easy. But God is certainly using all of this to prepare us for the work to which He has called us. As we receive the grace and power of the Holy Spirit, without which it would be impossible to do all of this, we are together building something that will be a hope for the people of North Korea, and that God is using to challenge and prepare others to be His instruments in rebuilding that people, our brothers and sisters to the North. Never forget how valuable people are to God. After all, He sent His only Son to live and die, that His people know salvation. You can't get much more valuable than that. By the way, you are just as valuable to God and to the people with whom He has placed you. Good night.